USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Time is ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today. Still some time left. But Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation, pushing for significant spending cuts first. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns with Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability, given his age of 80. Polls indicate that a majority of both Republican and Democrat voters believe Biden is too old for the office. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contends that the e-commerce giant acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell this pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets, dated April 14, 1865, hold significant historical value. They correspond to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which place them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign. This is following his federal bribery charges last week. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have all joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who've lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it. Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. President Joe Biden, not necessarily a hip-hop fan.
President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech to the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs.
Pollster Lee Hartley Carter believes Biden can hurt his chances of being reelected if he keeps offending black voters. I'm Corey Myers.
The Hollywood writer's strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows just might return pretty soon. Late night talk shows could be back on the air either the week of October 2nd or October 9th. Some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.